You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Sunday's action on this edition. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 11:50am with Natalie Kerry, John Budden and Ollie Pimlott in the studio. It's Carlisle and Southwold domestically. Two meetings over in Ireland as well. Cork, which is subject to an inspection at 8am, and Navan, plenty of graded races on Sunday over in Ireland. So plenty to look forward to. My name is Mark Walton and joining me in the studio is Mr. James Millman. How are you, James?
Not too bad. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a very early start, yeah. Isn't it, today?
It is. It is. That's the way things are in the middle of the winter, so we can't really complain. But we're also in the middle of the international meeting at Cheltenham as we record this. We're recording it ahead of Saturday's action, so we can't reflect on that yet. But we can look at Friday's card, and we'll start with the Grade 3 handicap chase there. Arkan running out a 17-length winner in the end.
Did it well. And Charlie Deutsch went back to being an amateur and then back to being a conditional again. And his £5 claim was handy because he only had 9 stone 9. Including the penalty he gained for winning the other day, and did it very, very well. Good ride from McNichol as well to make all the running at Cheltenham in a valuable handicap chase. It's not easy to time the fractions right, and that was an impressive ride and performance, and it was a great training performance from Venetia Williams. Got the £5 penalty, made him sneak into the weights off 10 stone, and the £5 claim negated that. So Venetia, as always, she makes a plan, and she normally carries it out, and that was a really good effort. Obviously, he's rising 12. Next season or next year, so he's not going to be getting any better, but he might just sneak into the Grand National now at the bottom of the weights, and then you could perhaps give him a bit of an each-way shout. But that was a really good effort and a nice winner there for Venetia.
Alright, a couple of other races I want to get your thoughts on as well. The first race on the card on Friday was a decent novices chase, and Black Lion back to winning ways in that.
Yeah, Black Lion, a very tough, typical Nigel Twiston Davis campaigner who will have a busy campaign this year, gaining plenty of experience over fences. He's on about the RSA being his target for the festival. He may just lack the class to win, but I can see with plenty of experience gained around Cheltenham, he's probably going to be one that could at least be running on for the places. And Ryan Hatch gets on well with him, so that was a good effort, beating one night in Vienna. Unfortunately, Milo Rocco pulled up, and I'd say perhaps something might come amiss because he ran well when on his chasing debut at Haydock and was expected to improve, so he was a little bit disappointing. I don't know exactly what Black Lion achieved, but it was just a good manner of performance in the way he won, so I'm sure Nigel Twiston Davis will be pretty happy with that.
Another impressive winner on the card was Josie's Orders in the cross-country chase.
Well, Nina's key, isn't she, in those races, basically. A lot of the top professional jockeys don't really like riding it, where Nina specialises in that. Her horsemanship skills come to the fore, and despite the fact that Josie's Orders was a lot worse off at the weights with a few of the rivals from the last meeting, he did it pretty comfortably. And like I say, Nina's probably worth a stone over some jockeys in that kind of contest, because it's more your horsemanship rather than jockey skills as such, and you struggle to get a better horseman than Nina Carberry. And time and time again, she shows them how it's done on a cross-country track, and especially trained by Edna Bulge as well, a trainer which specialises in these kind of races. There's lots in Josie's Orders' favour.
Yeah, I did think that Josie's Orders probably would have it all to do off level weights with a lot of the
well, he was £23 worse off any currency. He actually put in a rare poor performance around the track, because normally he's always in the free in those kind of races, but he was disappointing for Martin Keatley team. But no, I'd say just great to see Nina's talents in the saddle. I'd say that £3 claim AP, if you give that to her in those races, she really would destroy him. But no, that was a great effort by all concerned.
Anything else stand out to you on the Friday?
It was quite a low key for Cheltenham yesterday, to be honest. Mostly a handicap action. A good training performance from Martin Keatley to get Solstice Star to get the four-timer up when he won the handicap hurdle. He obviously won the flat jockeys hurdle and the Tom Queeley, but he's gone on to win four in a row, and that was a good training performance from him.
It was, yeah. Good stuff. Right, let's leave that there, unless there's anything else on your mind, James?
Nope. My mind's pretty empty at the moment.
Good. Well, let's move on to Sunday's action. James has four races for us. We'll get his thoughts on the back of this.
William Hill Racing Radio. It's everything to give you the inside track.
Right, we start at Navan in there 1 o'clock, and this one is a 2.5 mile Grade Two novice hurdle. Four of them in the lineup, so not very big on numbers, but some nice types in there, James. And
yeah.
I imagine Bells Hill is going to be the most popular of
four runners, but yeah. Four decent novice hurdlers and a Grade Two contest. It's got the kind of feel it deserves. Unfortunately, the kind of the way jumping is at the moment, William Mullins has got such a stable of superstars that. He's got the odds-on favourite, which isn't really a surprise, in Bellis Hill, who was a very, very good bumper horse. And he's shown he can already jump over hurdles. He won very, very nicely when he won at Cork in heavy ground a month ago. And you'd imagine this was the target for quite some time. Obviously, he was second to Bartos Hill at Aintree and then won the bumper at Punchestown. And like I say, he's just a decent individual on the level as such and in the bumper sphere. And he looks like he's transferring that skills to hurdles. Tycoon Prince, probably the main danger. Fake Higgins down and Gordon Elliott. This one is a choice of Brian Cooper, and he won his maiden hurdle at Punchestown, but he was beaten in a Grade Three here at Navan back in November. He was only third of five to three stars, and that was a bit of a disappointing effort because he was 6-4 on favourite on that occasion. So he has got to bounce back, although the race probably didn't suit him. Interesting could be Willie Mullins' other runner, who runs in the Higgins down second colours, and Jacques Riquieu rides him for Willie Mullins, which is interesting. Jockey booking, and he won nicely at Goran on his hurdle debut, winning very, very comfortably. He won his first three bumpers before disappointing at Cheltenham. He's like most of the William Mullins contingent. They actually didn't perform to expectations at all at Cheltenham, including Bells Hill, but he wasn't that far behind him. And maybe a bit of value could be stone hard against the favourite, but realistically, in that four-runner contest, Bells Hill is going to be hard to beat.
Bells Hill then hard to beat in the 1 o'clock at Navan. The 1:40 at Carlisle is where we go next. This is the Veterans Handicap Chase. It's the last qualifier for the 2015 Veterans Chase Series, Class 2 event over 3.5 miles a furlong. And we'll start with Golden Chieftain, who bounced back to form last time, James.
Yeah, he's had a disappointing time, Golden Chieftain, in the last season, but it did mean that his handicap mark dropped. He was initially as high as 1:48 after winning at Cheltenham Festival back in 2013. Dropped all the way to 1:21, dropped £27 in the ratings when finally getting his head back in front at Fontwell the other day. Proper staying contest there. So it's going to be hard work, bearing in mind all the floods that we've seen in Carlisle on the TV. It will be heavy. Amazed it's raceable, really, bearing in mind the floods nearby. So it's going to be hard work, and he enjoys those kind of conditions. And he's £8 higher for that last win, but like I say, he's still very well handicapped on his old form. A few of his rivals perhaps don't come here in the best of form. Knock a Hand has pulled up on his last two starts, including at Bangor on his reappearance, and he perhaps is a little bit high in the handicap, but he does like Carlisle. His last win came at Carlisle back in February, but unfortunately his last six starts, that's the only time he's actually completed the course. So that's going to be a little bit frustrating. But Kerry Lee's a good start to her training career. Renard, Venetian's horses love soft ground, and this one's the same mark as when he was second, so according to Trev, at Haydock back in November last year, so he's well handicapped and he could be dangerous if fit to go. But the one I'm going to go for is Harry the Viking for Sandy Thompson and Derek Fox. He had a real good season last year, second in some really decent events, twice behind Lee Forrett and then the last Samurai at Kelso. Goes well on heavy ground. I thought it was a good effort when third on soft ground at Haydock last time out. You come on for that, and you added a nice double at Kelso on Sunday. So Harry the Viking will be the section in the Veterans Handicap Chase.
Harry the Viking then for James in the 1:40. The 2:10 is where we go next. This is a Potemps Network Handicap Hurdle Series qualifier. It's over 3 miles and one furlong. And some inform horses in here, James. Island Heights, Native Optimism, Isaacstown Lad all come here on the back of multiple wins on the shortlist, any of them?
Definitely interesting contest. Like you say, there's three of them have won their last two races. So a very, very competitive qualifier for the Potemps final, which will be held at Cheltenham. Obviously, the Grand National winner, Pinot Ray, he's back over hurdles. He was third in this final a couple of years ago. Hasn't won since winning that national, but it was a much better effort when second at Sandown, two starts back, and actually fell in the Beecher last week. Obviously, he's none the worse. It's good to see him back in action. Another old favourite, Nakara Bow, he's back in action as well, but he hasn't run for 267 days, and he had a bit of a disappointing season last year. So it remains to be seen what form the 12-year-old Horizon 13 is in. But there's obviously one to keep an eye on. I'm going to go for Island Heights, who's won his last two for the inform Lucinda Russell's team. Interesting, switching back to hurdles, and he's done very, very well. And he will be the one that I'll go with for the inform Lucinda Russell team. But a very competitive contest, and it's hard to have strong convictions about any of these. Isaacstown had a really good time in the spring and then won it on heavy ground at Kelso last time out. So you know the ground's going to be fine. But he's up another £10. And it's just a concern when the handicap is finally going to stop him. So Island Heights is the one for me and a very competitive attempts qualifier.
Island Heights then for James in that one. And the final race we'll look at is the 225 at Southwell. This is a mare's handicap hurdle over 1 mile and 7 furlongs. Just a note as well at Southwell on Sunday, if you're having a bet and your horse finishes second, you get your money back as a free bet up to £25 in all races with 5 or more runners. So a bit of a Brucey bonus there. What do you make of the race though, James?
Yeah, only 7 runners, unfortunately, for each way purposes. It would be nice if we had the full 8. And a few of these are not in great form, but those at the top of their weights seem to be decent individuals. Ruby Rambler, a consistent sort for Lucy Wadham, ran well. On a comeback when winning, and a good third last time out at Newbury when probably slightly better than the result suggests. And I'd say makes handicap debut off a mark of 125, which I don't think is too excessive. And probably the one for me. And Seville doesn't tend to get too soft compared to some of the other tracks at this time of year. And Ruby Rambler would be the selection. Carina for Nicky Richards and Craig Nicole, related to Edward. They're very, very useful individual. This one has been very, very consistent in maiden novice hurdles, mixed handicap mark. Handicap debut, sorry, off 118. And I could see going close, but I think Ruby Rambler might just be the better type, especially as she's been contesting some slightly stronger races down south. So Ruby Rambler will be the selection for new market trainer Lucy Wadham.
Ruby Rambler then for James in that one. Let's just, as usual, James, have a little bit of a summary before you go, if you'll spin us through your selections for Sunday one more time.
Yeah, in the Grade 2 at Navan, obviously Bell's Hill is going to be very, very hard to beat, but I'll just keep an iron stone hard, so it'll be a token selection, the second string from Willie Mullins. He's unbeaten apart from that, the 20th in the Cheltenham Bumper in 5 starts, and I just think he could be overpriced as he's the apparent second string of the team, but obviously Bell's Hill got a great chance. At Carlisle in the Veterans Chase, we're going to go for Harry the Viking. Sandy Thompson's team are in cracking form and he can maintain their good run. 210 at Carlisle. We're going to go for Iron Heights. Again, another yard in good form. Lucinda Russell, and he can get the hat-trick up. And finally, in the Mayor's Hurdle, the 225 at Seville, we've gone for Ruby Rambler.
All right, good stuff. Thank you very much, James. Good luck and enjoy it on Sunday.
No worries.
There you go. The thoughts of James Millman on Sunday's racing. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 11:50 a.m. Natalie Kerry, John Budden and Ollie Pimlott will be the team in the studio. It's Carlisle and Southwell domestically. A couple of meetings over in Ireland as well. Cork and Navan. Plenty to look forward to along the way. So do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast and enjoy Sunday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.